Ben and Kelly Show. You can always get a hold of us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Send us a DM. We'll toss it out to you. Maybe get some feedback on an issue that you may have.
Yeah, we just want to help you out. And Dax is saying, hey, Ben and Kelly, longtime listener, never imagined I'd be writing in.
Okay. Welcome.
But the rage I feel every time I pull into a gas station to fill my car is getting out of hand.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even talking about the prices, how filthy some gas stations are, or even the malfunctioning pumps. I'm frustrated at how ignorant people are when they pull in.
Okay, what does he mean?
Well, he means I was always taught to pull up to the open pump with plenty of clearance for another car to pull in and use the other pump.
Okay.
I've seen people park right in the middle so no one can use the other pump.
Oh.
I used to think it was just teenagers who didn't know any better, but it's actually people in their 40s and 30s doing this, and okay. 50s.
Okay.
I've also witnessed a person pull up to the pump and proceed to talk on the phone for 4 minutes before they got out and started pumping their gas, all while I waited behind them.
Oh.
How about the person who pulls up, parks so neither pump is accessible to others, and goes into the store and shops? Then they come out and pump their gas.
Oh.
I mean, when did the etiquette at gas stations get so lax and drivers become so disrespectful to others? Drives me crazy that people are so ignorant. Am I alone here in my thoughts on the gas station etiquette?
Dax needs to take just a second to just...
He's got to decompress.
He's
had some experiences.
Dax literally wrote us that DM from the gas station.
Oh, 1,000%. Probably had plenty of time while the person was talking on the phone for 4 minutes before they started pumping their gas.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is, I think he's right in some of his rant about if you're pulling up to a pump and there are two open pumps,
right.
You pull to the one that's furthest.
Exactly.
So someone can pull in behind you instead
of having to like finagle backing into it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, that said, I had an experience. It was at a gas station over by the outlet shops in Bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
And every pump was taken. There was a line to get in. So I'm in the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this guy at the front of, he's like at the front pump.
Mm-hmm.
And his pump is done. He's gotten his gas. He's taken his sweet time with the squeegee that's meant to clean your windshield.
Right.
He's washing his entire car with the squeegee.
Okay.
A line of cars trying to get gas out the entrance of this gas station. Every pump full. Line on the other side, too. This guy is taking his sweet time washing the body of his car with the squeegee. Going back and forth and getting more water. And I was looking at him like, are you serious?
Right.
Are you serious?
Right.
This is not a car wash.
I will admit that I've been guilty of some of those things. Not all the time. I try to be a very considerate person at the pump.
Right.
But there are times when I will pull up, I'll get my gas, and then I'll remember, I have to run into the gas station to get something.
But do you move your car?
No. not all the, and that's what I'm saying. Sometimes I will, sometimes I won't.
I always get the gas first, and then you go shop. Okay, listen, I'm getting fired up, so let's just put this up on the social media at Ben and Kelly Show. You can chime in there, make Dax feel better. But let's maybe all decide together collectively to just do better at the gas station.
There you go.